So I'm here in Maynooth with Father Brendan Leahy, Professor of Systematic Theology in St Patrick's College, Maynooth. And with a week now to the Eucharistic Congress, we all know at this stage that the Congress is taking place in Dublin from the 10th to the 17th of June. But before that, here in Maynooth, there is a major event, a precursor to the Eucharistic Congress, linked to the Eucharistic Congress. And here to explain what it is Father Brendan.
Yes, it's an international theological symposium that gathers theologians and people interested in theology, not just from Ireland, but from around the whole world. And in fact, we have about 40 speakers from all over the world, from Australia to America to Germany to Nigeria. So it's tremendous that we have this gathering. And we're going to focus on the topic of the Congress, but specifically from an angle. We're going to look at what we call the Church, the understanding of the Church in the Second Vatican Council, 50 years after the opening of the Vatican Council. And the big theme is communion. You know, how do we live the Church as a communion? And maybe we can explain that later on when we're talking.
So the event starts on Wednesday the 6th of June and it runs until Saturday the 9th of June. So what will be happening over those few days?
Well, first of all, the gathering of over 300 participants begins on Wednesday, where we look a little bit at Irish Christianity because we felt that was important to start with that, to give a kind of a flavour of the context where we're having our symposium. Then Cardinal Wellay is giving the opening address and we're delighted because he will be the papal legate. But he is, first of all, giving us the opening address at the symposium. And then we'll have 3 days. We'll be reflecting, first of all, on this notion of the Church's communion, how it then impacts not just in terms of the Church in the classic sense that we normally think of it, but also the Church in terms of the family, the world of education, the world of economics, the whole world of science, the world of art. And we'll be reflecting on those dimensions. But because it's here in Ireland, we felt it would be very important to focus on the topic of ecumenism. So we're spending a whole day on that topic. And there we've invited keynote speakers, for instance, Cardinal Koch, who is the president of the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity. We've Professor Geoffrey Wainwright, a very famous, well-known Methodist ecumenist. We have then as well the president of the European Conference of Churches, which would be the kind of umbrella body of, let's say, the Protestant Orthodox churches. And there we have the Metropolitan Emmanuel of France coming. And alongside that, we have Julie Canlis. Now, she's a new emerging scholar within the whole Presbyterian reform world. And she has tremendous work just written recently on John Calvin and his notion of communion. So we have them, and then we have also the former canon theologian of Westminster Abbey, Nicholas Sagowski, coming as an Anglican. So it's a tremendous lineup, and we really believe that day could be very exciting. We've also been blessed indeed that day as well that Bishop Richard Clark, Church of Ireland Bishop of Meath and Kildare, has agreed to chair one of the sessions, as has Mrs. Gillian Kingston, who is the lay leader of the Methodist Conference of Ireland. So that'll be a very special day, I think. The last day then will be dedicated completely to mission, because of course Ireland and mission is a huge topic, the Irish Church and its missionary outreach, and the final day will be dedicated to that.
Okay, now you also are catering for what you call emerging scholars. So this is not just for theologians or people who've been working in their field for years and years and years. This is very much an opportunity for emerging scholars. How will that element of the symposium work?
Yes, it's one of the exciting elements of this symposium. We have about 25 young scholars. Now, that means there are people who are working, doing their doctorates or just finished their doctorate. So they are emerging, as it were, in the whole world of scholarship. And they're going to give short papers, 20 minutes each, the paper. And we've offered different sessions where anybody can go along to just listen to their paper and exchange dialogue with them. And it's tremendous. They've been very enthusiastic, in fact, because they're delighted to be given this opportunity. And as I say, they're coming from England, from America, from Italy. So we're delighted that they're coming and offering their papers, researched on all the most varied of topics. Number one, theologians like Joseph Ratzinger, Henry de Lubeck, but also into topics like the family today and evangelization today. And so it'll be a wide variety, musicology, a lot of topics.
Now, you mentioned some of the speakers coming from and speaking from an ecumenical dimension, but there are speakers coming from all over the world, and there are some very very, very high profile speakers such as Cardinal Rodriguez Maradiaga. Maybe you'd give us a flavour of some of the other speakers as well.
Yes, I mean, the Cardinal Maradiaga is coming, and we're delighted he's going to be there for the last day on mission, because he's such an expert of that from Honduras and speaks from that whole perspective of Latin America. But we also have, as I say, many speakers. We have Professor Brian Johnston coming from the Catholic University of America, a very famous theologian in the world of moral theology. We have Sister Teresa Okure, a very famous New Testament scholar. She's coming from Nigeria and giving a great paper there. Professor Martin Stufeser, who is the liturgy professor in the University of Würzburg in Germany, which is, of course, Würzburg is linked to Ireland by the tradition of St. Killian. Then we have got professors from Louvain, for instance, Professor Joris Geldof, who's going to give a very interesting topic on the whole question of liturgy and secularization today. We've got Professor Piero Coda, who's well known in Italy as one of the, perhaps their main theologians in Italy, and he's agreed to come and give a paper as well. Oh, we've many more. Sister Jill Goulding from Toronto, for instance, she's giving a beautiful paper on the topic of art. We've Sister Geraldine Smith from here, from Ireland, from the Irish School of Ecumenics. We've Dr. Claire Watkins from London, who's giving a great paper on the church, the domestic church. The family is a domestic church. She teaches in London, in Allen Hall, Westminster. So, yeah, we have a lot of great speakers. And that's Father Brendan Purcell coming from Australia. He's well known to us, of course. He's giving a great paper on the beyond the Big Bang, the whole question of evolution and the cosmic heart of the cosmos, the cosmic heart found in the Eucharist. So Father Tom Norris, International Theological Commission, giving a paper on the Marian profile in the church. So, there's so many speakers, it's hard to get them all in.
Now, is this the first time that the St. Patrick's College Maynooth has hosted the Theology Symposium? I know this is only our second time to have the Eucharistic Congress, but is this the first time that the college has hosted the Theology Symposium?
Yes, and we're honoured to be doing so. In 1932, I think there may have been some kind of a symposium, but the classic format of having a symposium before the Eucharistic Congress is something of a more recent origin. I know the papal legate in 1932 visited the college, visited Maynooth, that was Cardinal Lowry, but that was all. It was an informal visit. So we're delighted that Archbishop Diarmaid Martin has honoured us with this possibility of hosting such a major international symposium.
With a few days to go to the opening of the symposium, is there a possibility for people still to attend, or where can people find out information about the symposium if they want to do so at this stage?
Well, I suppose in a certain sense our registration has officially concluded. There'll always probably be somebody who'll arrive on the day, but we did close our registration there on Friday because we have to try now get everything ready. We're delighted. We've over 300 taking part, but you will appreciate we need to get the packs ready, the lists printed and all the rest. I suppose if somebody turns up on the day, we're not going to turn them away. It's not a kind of an event that would have, we're not expecting kind of an event that, you know, loads of people will be there, because it will be a certain level of theological exchange. So it's, in that sense, it's for those who probably have thought already about coming to it and have made up their mind they want to come to it.
Now, what about after, when the symposium is over and the main congress is over? Will you make some of the texts and the papers available? Is there a plan to do that in any way?
Yes, there is. It will be, the proceedings will all be published. That's part of the procedure involved in hosting a Eucharistic Congress symposium, that you know, the guidelines for such a symposium are already outlined as well as part of the normal procedure of having a Congress. And part of that says that you should publish the proceedings, so they will be published.